A hakdama shayla to the sugya of Halach. Halach is like a moed of a mixas, but it's actually not exactly a moed of a mixas. Because instead of just being moed on the mixas, the chalik that he's moed, he actually gives it to you, and therefore it's not even part of the din Torah. And again, just numbers wise, if it doesn't make a difference, the amount. It depends on the percentage. When you're kaifer on the full amount, whether it's 20 or 100,000, when you kaifer on the full amount, that's kaifer akal. When you moed the b'miksas, so the mashal, if a person's tevei you 70 and you kaifer the entire 70, that's a kaifer akal. But if he's tevei you 100 and you moed on 30 and kaifer on 70, same 70, then it's a moed the miksas. But if you tevei 100 and he says here's 30, he sort of turned it into a kaifer akal. Be'etzim. There are other neschais and hasberim how to say halach, and we're going to go into that now. There's a few different halakim of the sugya. What exactly is the tzir of halach? How it plugs back into the case of a tanatuna? And then we have to also turn the yomim. But I'll start off with a shayla on a practical level, a shmak shayla that was asked. A person runs a business, he sells strollers, and he sells them in huge amounts, not one. So he had a truckload that he was selling to someone that was going to buy, and he told him in the spreadsheet, whatever the thing it said, he said he's selling him 1,000 pieces. They come in big containers of 50 a piece. He said, I'm selling you a truckload, you're going to get 1,000 strollers. He paid. What are they called? He paid. Booger buggies, yeah? He paid $22. He paid $22 per piece. The guy that gets the delivery says, hey, I only got $9.50, meaning there's a box missing. I paid for 1,000. I paid already. It's clear. It's all on paper. I paid for 1,000. You only sent me $9.50. He says back, I only sent you $9.50. I checked with the workers. We have it. The truck was loaded up with 1,000. It's bari. Kaifer akal. Kaifer akal on how much? On 50. The other $9.50 has nothing to do with moed b'miksas. Right? That's a moed b'miksas.
Why would they
fighting about 50. That's a classic kaifer akal.
Because they keep din about 50?
Yeah, because they're coming to din about 50. This is not a moed b'miksas. The 950 doesn't become part of the din Torah. The din Torah is, I paid for 1,000 and you only delivered me 950. There's a din Torah on 50. No? It's kaifer akol, right? Avad, it's kaifer akol. The guy sees though, and he's kaifer akol, bari. He might even be bari b'shem. He says, I don't know, I thought I sent you 1,000. Even bari b'shem, let's call like the man of bari b'shem. Bari b'shem is a lot bari, it's potter. So it's classic kaifer akol. He has a problem. He sees in the back of the storage place one stroller, you know, it fell off the truck, you know, one piece. And he realizes maybe there's a fight about the 50, but he does have to call him up and says, I do owe you one stroller from one of the other boxes. The guy's not even a tiny shem on that. He doesn't even realize that one of the other boxes is missing one stroller. So he's about to call him up and say, listen, I don't know about this fight about 50, but I'm asking, I owe you a stroller. Now he's the moed of a mixas. Now he has to swear on the other 49. So someone told him, okay, take the stroller. Don't call him up. Go to his house, knock on his door. The stroller was broken, by the way. But get a different one from the stock, not one from the box that was originally part of the delivery. Mm-hmm. Oh, he likes that, yeah? I got to get a different one, but you know, the same kind. Don't tell him, knock on his door and say, Halach! And then you won't have a chiv moed b'miksas on the other 49! That was the question. What? Why not?
Because that, what he's being
moed on. The moed of one has nothing to do with the tefiyah of the 50. It's chitin and siren, but they're all bugaboos. It's why is it chitin and siren? Lemais, it's 50, it's $22 a piece.
You're wrong.
He's tiny, 22 times. I know, but in money. But in money, I thought about that also. But in money, he's tiny. They were 22 a piece, right?
He's tiny.
I'm losing the calculations. He tinied. You owe me $1,100, and he says, no, I don't owe you $1,100, but I do. You owe you $22. Ulai, there's a lot of factors to the shayla. I want to bring up one point. Someone told me it's ramois to go do that. If you have to call him and admit that there's one that you have to give him, make the call, and then yes, now you're stuck. There's a shvua, and if you don't want to swear, there's a mic to mix us. And the answer is no, it's not a ramois. This is not a game. If that's the din of halach, so fine, so you can do that. And as long as you literally put it in his house and say, here's the one stroller that I do, yo, that fell out of the other box. By the way, no, he's tiny. The one stroller, it fell out of the box he's saying is missing. It's from that box, yeah. The one that's not there, yeah. It's from the same box. He doesn't like that. Okay.
The evil of drawer?
Every halach has drawer. You want to talk about drawer? It means that the structure of drawer, halach has drawer. We're going to still explain why halach is not halach. I'm trying to get it. This was just the hakdama shayla to bring out the point. But again, I don't think it's a ramayis to do that, if that's the din. So you halached that one piece. Now, I end the shiur with this, and we're going to do it again. There's a machlekes rishonim, what is the case of halach? And there's a machlekes rishonim, if the sugya of halach, the ikar is by pekadoin, malve, or both, and I'll explain. Let me carefully set up the cases. There's a lot to do, but if maybe the cases are set up clearly, we'll have something what to do. Scenario number one, a pekadoin. A guy says, I gave you a pekadoin. I gave you two watches or strollers or any item to watch, a pekadoin. Now, the guy says back, no, it wasn't two such items. There was only one such item, and here's the item, and I'm giving it back to you, and he puts it in his hands. That's an ultimate case of halach. It's the original item they're fighting about. And instead of just being moida and, oh yeah, I'll get that one for you, it's in my house, he gives it to him. Is there a tzad in the world that that's not halach? That that's chayiv shuas moida mixas? Anyone has a tzad that the chayiv shuas moida mixas in scenario number one? We're going to do five scenarios. Anyone has an issue over here about scenario number one? A tvias pikadon on two items, and he says, no, I only owe you one such item, and gives it to him, af an art, toich kedadibra, he puts it down in front of him and says, no, only one, here it is. Is there any tzad that Yechai the Shavuos Moed mix us in such a case? According to Rav Chiya? Most Rishonim say, and I challenge you to find me a Rishon that says so, that this ascribed first scenario case of Halach is a halach that even Rav Chiya agrees Yechayiv Shvu, your putter. This is not the case that Rav Chiya and does anyone hold that this is the case Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes argue about? When literally I mund you a pekadon, you pasha took the pekadon and put it in my hands? Maybe that's the ultimate halach. Maybe that's not the case Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes argues. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm wrong, one second, I think the Hagoyis Ashri, the Rishayna bring, the Hagoyis Ashri holds that that's the case that they argue about. But there's a very stark tzad to say, that's mamish literally. The entire is only about the second one. I gave you because enough to, it's like the another 950 strollers. It's not even in the story. But again, case number one is it was the pekadoin, the in, and you put it in his hands. Cut. Scenario number two. A guy goes to him and says, I gave you a pekadon, I gave you two watches to watch. He says, two? You only gave me one, and it's still by me in the house. When you want, come pick it up. Is that halach? Well, that's classic moed of a mixas.
He's still chayv in a christ, right?
He's still chayv in a christ. He's a shomer chinam. He's saying, I'm going to blive a shomer chinam on the one pekadon that you gave me. I never got a second watch, but the first one is still by me. Then there's a third case. Once again, by pekadon. When the guy says, I gave you two watches to watch, and he says, no, only one, and I don't know where it is. I'll look for it. It's in the Agam somewhere. It's Drangzich. That is L'chor Zichr, not Halach. Ad kan pikadoin. I'm switching to Milveh. A guy says, I lent you money. I lent you $1,000. Halvo lo itzah nitnu. So the guy spent the money already. He bought ice cream and ate the ice cream. It's gone. He spent the money. He lent him $1,000. And what does the loiva say? You lent me $1,000? No. You only lent me $500. And here's the $500. Not the original money he gave him. Other money. The halvah was long gone. But he did plunk the money in his hands. Again, he says, where's the $1,000 you owe me? You owe me $1,000. He says, no, it wasn't $1,000. It was only $500. And here it is. Is there a tzad that that's halach or not? Fascinating. There are rishonim that hold that case, by the way. You know what? Everything else was a shmir. This is the case I want to talk about. Sorry. I mean, I'm going to go back to the cases, but I want to talk about this case. A guy says, I lent you $1,000 and you spent it and I pay me back. Havol, I thought, and you pay me back. And he says, $1,000? I only owe you $500. And here's $500. On the spot, he gives it to him. Does he have to swear on the other, on the chelak ha-kfirah? Here there's a three-way machlokes. Some Rishonim say, the Hagoyis Ashri actually among them, Hagoyis Ashri learns that the only case of Halach where they argue is by a pekadoin when you put it back in his hands. By milva, even if your mamash put money in his hand, that's still loyd of a mixas, because it's not the original money you gave him. The Hagoyis Ashri, let's get that straight, holds that this is not the case of Halach. Everyone holds Yechayiv. Many Achrayim hold that this is the case of Halach, and Rav Chiya Rav Sheshes argue. Pnei Yeshua brings an extreme opposite shot. He says, such a case, when your mamash put the thing in the guy's hand, then everyone holds your potter. Then everyone holds your potter. I mean, what are they fighting about? He put the 500 in his hand, so how much money are they fighting about? The other 500, so that's great for Akol. So we have the full array over here on the cases of Halach. And I want to set this up again because it's going to be crucial for the Hemshech of the Sugya. What?
What's the middle one?
I'll go through the cases.
You said that the
I skipped one. I didn't say one. I said three Pekadim scenarios. And then I went to the fifth one. You're asking where the fourth one is. I'm going to say it now. Let's chaza for the oilam, the three Pekadim cases. What's the three Pekadim cases? If you want to ascribe that Halach applies by Pekadim, there are those that hold like that. I asked you for the two-piece Pekadim I gave you, and you answer back, it was only one, here it is, put it in his hand. Or you answer, it was only one, it's in the house. Or you answer, it was only one, but it's Ereg Tzavu. Then we went in the Agam. Then we went to the case of Milva, where the guy says, you spent the money already, and I lent you $1,000. He says, no, it was only $500, but he plunks it in your hand. And of course, one final case is, a guy says, I lent you $1,000. He says, no, you only lent me $500. And I didn't spend it yet, it's still in my drawer. He doesn't give it, he doesn't put it in his hands, but he says, it was only $500, but it's available. It's by me still, I didn't spend it. Lo yhaitseisim, I didn't spend it. How about that? Rashi says that case. Halach, says Rashi. Right? Which one of the five cases does Rashi say? Loi hoitzeisim, v'hein sholcho, v'chol mokem shehein. Now, what do I want to bring out about these cases? You found my money over there. What? Ephraim has papers for Oyman. Yeah, you ran out of papers? Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, okay, so make sure. I don't know. I want to take this opportunity to apologize to the Oyman. I wasn't feeling well at the beginning of the week. I wasn't able to make it at night. I apologize. We're going to try to be mechazer, Be'ezer Hashem, and feel better. And we will be up to it. Okay. I want the Oyman to appreciate these five cases and actually decide the stroller case is one of these five or actually a different case. And maybe there are more than five. But in the principle it is, it's not always so simple because you're going to have a machlekes rishonim here. There are certain scenarios. Here, I'll give you an example. Let's again re-quote you on Hagoyis Ashri. Let me re-quote you on Hagoyis Ashri. The Hagoyis Ashri holds, by a pekadoin, when you're demanded of a two-piece pekadoin, and you say, no, there was only one, and here it is, and your mamash put it in his hands, that's the ultimate extreme case. The Hagoyis Ashri says, that's where Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes argue. Fakir, by a halvah, when you mamash put money in his hand, but it's new money, other money, not the original money you lent, that's already not halach. That lekuli amas pater. Other rishonim go mamash the other way. They say even by a halvah, if you mamash put money in the guy's hands, that's not the case of Rav Chiya Rav Sheshes. That literally neutralized the din Torah. The minute you put something in the guy's hand, so you're not fighting about that. It's in his hands. Lamer off. We're only fighting about the rest. The rest is taka koy for akol. The Hagoyis Ashri, the only case where Rav Chiya Rav Sheshes argue is by pekodoin be'en v'nosan v'yadoi.
Every other case
is vaday chayiv. Regular moed mixas. Regular moed mixas. According to the Gosh, all the other cases are regular moed mixas.
Halach is so easy. You just can't do it right
then. Right.
You sort of mabatal the whole shvua at all. I mean, every case is mishtamet.
I'm going to get to that. We're going to see not if he has money in his pocket. When are we going to get to
this? It's mishtamet.
No, excellent. There's an achlas David on that. We'll see tomorrow.
The
Hagoyis
Ashri is that you can't have...
Halach is only by Pekadim. There's no Halach by Milva, yes. The Hagoyis Ashri handles, unless maybe if you didn't spend the money yet, if you still have the original money, maybe yet. The minute you spent the original money, even if you're plunking money in the guy's hands, but it's different money, then it's not going to be Halach. Someone asked me, what?
It's the same. It's money.
No, but it has to be there, because if it's the original Zuzi, then it's telling the alumnus that Halvoloid son only gets triggered in when you spend it. Kol Zman, you didn't spend it, it's aka a Pekadim still. Someone asked me, what if Gravi, you did spend the money, But you know, money goes around, and you recognize, you have a siman on the bills, on the coins. It went all the way to the Galil and back, and who knows where else, but it's now the same coin. You grab the same money back. I don't know, pesos. But again, if we have this machlokes Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes, I now have a question for the Olam. Those that hold that halach is that you actually put it in his hands. The lashon of the Gemara when it's masber, the machlokes Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes says halach is putter my time up. Because since you told him halach, it's as if you put it in his hands. Kivin the amale halach. So those money that you said halach on, it's as kiman the nakatlay, as if you gave it to him. What does it mean it's as if you gave it to him? You gave it to him. Like the Rishonim, that halach means you put it in his hands. What's Rav Sheshes saying? It's as if you gave it to him. Bish lema like the Rishonim, that halach applies when it's still by you. Lamashal by a pakadim, when you say, I only owe you 50 or one watch or whatever it is, but it's available. It's b'chol makim sheheim. So then I can hear, even though you didn't put it in his hands, but the fact that you said it's available for you and the original is still available, it's as if you put it in his hands. According to the Rishonim, that halach is that you put it in his hands. What's this dramatic, poetic sentence of it's as if you put it in his hands? And the answer, does that question bother you? Yeah? If halach is going that you actually already did put it in his hands, what's Rav Sheshes giving a speech? It's as if you put it in his hands. The answer is, what Rav Sheshes means is, it's as if it was always in his hands and the story never started. It's a dramatic thing. Yes, I'm returning it now. But whatever I return, it's as if it was never in the story. Commandinogula the other a month ago already. It never was part of the story. I'm neutralizing it as it was never part of the story. That's what the Gemara means according to the other pshat. Like the other pshat, you have to say not. You have to say that's not what it means. It's a good ha'ara, but according to the Rishonim, that halach only clicks in when you actually put it in his hands. If you have another pshat, let me know. Rav Sheshes obviously means when you put it in his hands, it's as if it was always in his hands. I had a shayla, like the Rishonim, that halach requires you actually put it in his hands. How quick does it have to be? A guy says, you owe me 100. He says, no, only 50. And then 10 minutes later, gives you the 50. Halach or not? A guy says, you owe me 100. He says, no, I only owe you 50. 10 minutes later, he gives you the 50. Are you chai b'shvua? I mean, 5 minutes ago, were you chai b'shvua?
Yes.
So 10 minutes is too much.
No, it seems that would be fine also.
It's still going to be halach and putter?
It happens in front of the Bezdin.
Oh, as long as it's in the maimed of the Bezdin. What's the limit? An hour and a half till they walk out of the Bezdin. What's the Gedarin? I found that the Nesivis, and interesting enough, also the Teferis Yisrael, which is in the Pirush of the Mishnais, and the Yochin Ubayas Mishnais, Yochin Ubayas are two pillars that are in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Teferis Yisrael is a Pirush on Mishnais. There's some fancy Mishnais that have Baratunur and Taisas Yantav, and on the bottom they have the Tiferes Yisrael. The Yochin is the more simple Pirush on the Mishnah, and then the Boyaz, he gets a little bit more involved. So the Boyaz in Tiferes Yisrael, in Shavuos Perek Zayin, in the Sugya, Shavuos Perek Zayin, in Shavuos Adiyon, by the Mixas, he clears about this also, as well as I saw the Chidushirim, the Nesivis, and I actually found the Minchas Chinuch on this also very interesting. They have a tzad that has to be Toich Kedei Dibur. The minute it's not Toich Kedei Dibur, you're ready Chai, the Shavuos Moed Mixas, even if you're standing Mamish in front of the Bezdin. You have to be quick.
If you don't pay the whole thing,
would
it also be
chayv
shvua?
No, because there was no chayv if you chayv the whole thing. If you might the whole thing,
he's might have been mitzvah.
No, because if you pay everything, you don't have to swear anyways for a different reason. Because if you paid everything, you don't have to swear.
The way they're learning,
it doesn't make it. You were chayv shvua, but you pay. If you pay, you don't have to swear.
They're learning that it's just a chiyah.
It's a chiyah, but so you don't have to swear if you pay.
So the fee said should work the same way if you pay half.
No, because if you pay half, you still have to swear on the other half. The difference is, if you only paid half, so you still have to swear on the other half. And these many achrayim that I quoted, the Nesivis, the Chidushirim, the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Boyaz, and others, the Minchas Chinuch, they say that if there's a chiyuv shvuah of moed b'miksas, it's chal, and the only way to neutralize it is teich kedei dibur. The minute you give it, a minute after the teich kedei dibur, too late, you're ready chayv shvuah. Now, Rabbi Yisai, all these aforementioned achrayim, we're talking about by milveh. When a guy says, I lent you 100, and he says, no, you only lent me 50, and here's money in lieu of it, but he said it 2 minutes too late. Slicha, what about by pekodon? When I'm returning the original, we said that most rishonim hold when you return the original pekodon for sure. It's like you owe me two watches. No, only one watch, and you plunk it in. I have it not, and I'm looking for makayrus on that. There may be yitzichah don't need toich kedei dibur. I don't even know what the limit would be. Lamaisa, I returned you the part of the pekodon. I don't know. I'm a supik. their hack about the Toich and the Dibber was going by Milva. I don't know what would be the din. What would be the din by Pekadai?
Don't they have to give it to him, or you have to tell them that he'll give it to him in that time period?
No, if that's the other Rishonim, that's Rashi Shita. If he says he's going to give it, it depends on each Shita. I'm clearing.
You're saying in Toich and the Dibber he's cooked if he doesn't have it on
him. Yeah, sure. If Halach means he put it in his hands, then yeah. You're asking something else, like the Shita that Halach means, you say, Harein Shilcha B'chol Mokim Shehein. Do you have to say that right away? No, because if you didn't say that right away, you weren't Maida yet. There's no in between, you weren't Maida yet. I'm talking about in the Halach, if it's the what's it called? Now, there are a few other Shitas we're going to skip. So again, we have a Machloikis, Rav Chiya, and Rav Sheshes. And it's clearly documented. Let's not overdo it. The Lashon of the Gemara clearly says it. Monali biyotcha, I lent you 100. V'halo oimer ein lecha biyadi elanun. V'heilach, by the way, the Gemara says it first. V'heilach, I only owe you 50, v'heilach. So what does that mean? Careful, because I want the case where Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes argue. Except for Hagoyis Ashri, by a pekodoin, when you take the original pekodoin and put it back in front of the Tehkid Edibur, that's not the case where Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes argue. That's for sure Halach. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara is going on the case where Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes argue. You have to say either Halach and the Gemara means it's a milveh, that the money was already spent, and that's the case they're arguing about. He did put it in his hands, but that they're arguing about. Or no, we'll go like the other Shitas and say, Halach doesn't mean your mom just plunked it in his hands. Halach just means it's available. I didn't spend it yet, and it's available. So each Shita with its case. But realize that there are some cases that might be super Halach that even Rav Chiya will agree you're potter. Vitanatuna, the Gemara says we have a raya from the case of Tnai Moises and the Talis to the din of Halach. Let's quickly recap that. Where in the case of Talis did we have the inyan of Vitanatuna that we're gonna have the Halach? We said each one's holding the Talis. We had a Rupshat yesterday. Each one is Maida on the fringe, on the Karkashta from Rabbi Kivega. We had other Pshatim. But each one is partially Maida Halach to the other one. Are you mamish putting it in the guy's hand? Let's say we went with the pshat that each one is admitting that the other part that Yen is going to get is putting it in his hands. And it's b'faneinu. So isn't that a halach that even Rav Chiya wants to bring a raya to his shita that halach is chayiv? Careful, careful, careful. According to the shitas, that when your mom is putting it in the guy's hands, even Rav Chiya agrees that it's putter. How does Rav Chiya have a raya to the Gemara? But Harachava goes through a shakam at Arya. That it says, Rav Sheshes gets out of it by saying it's a Takana de Rabbanan. But Rav Chiya says, no, very nice it's a Takana de Rabbanan. But the Takana de Rabbanan has to be in line, in sync with the system. Various Nischais we said yesterday. How? That it has to be Oiskahal. The case of Talis, Bechari Yamamish put it in the guy's hand. And it's a Talis that's Bifanein. And each one is plunking part of the Talis into the other guy's hand. So why that Rav Chiya is a good? I thought even Rav Chiya agrees that you're not Chayiv in such a case. And the answer is Pashat. They're having a tug of war. Each one is tiny, cool as Shali. Turn on the volume. We said yesterday, Avada, even with the lumdas that each one's admitting that the Karkasht is his, but each one is tiny, cool as Shali. However you want to slice it, remain that the case of Talis is not the ultra halach where even Rav Chiya says Pater. Have the sugya make sense. The case of Talis of Shnai Moshim in the structure is a case where Rav Chiya and Rav Sheshes are going to argue. Now, it's a stickle of machlokes who we paskin like. There's a balagan. First of all, we said yesterday, Rav Chiya is a Tana, supposedly Rav Sheshes is an Amoira. And there's a shal who we paskin like. It's interesting. Tosis over here brings Rav Sheshes on a Halach Pater, nearer the halacha like Rav Sheshes. Got the Eved Kotni, he brings a right from Nafkuf. V'oid, he says in the Sefer Chafetz. Anyone knows what the Sefer Chafetz? You saw the Tosis? It was in the Marmachai. Who's the Sefer Chafetz? It's one of the Rishayim by Tosis. It's not an Achron. Tosis is not quoting an Achron. There's a Sefer called Sefer Chafetz. The Maratzchias, who did a lot of times mechkar, what do you call that? Investigating who different Rishayim are. He was involved in that. And Rebbetzin David did a research on the Maratzchias, but that's a different story. But the Maratzchias actually had a whole topic whether Rabbeinu Chananel is the Mechaber of the Sefer Chafetz. And there were scholars that wanted to suggest as such. That the Sefer Chafetz was written by Rabbeinu Chananel. Like some Rishonim, we know. Like who wrote the Sefer Achinuch, right? Like, what?
Scholars like from Bar Ilan.
What Bar Ilan? What's Bar Ilan? Anyways. Please, Petel, can we go by there? The Maratzchias wanted a taina. He has a raya that the Sefer Chafetz is not Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Rabbeinu Chananel and Baba Basra Daf Kuf Chav Ches Paskins Halach is Potter. And the Sefer Chafetz Paskins Halach is Chayef. So that was one of his rayas. That's a scholarly raya. That the Sefer Chafetz is not Rabbeinu Chananel. But the Velt wants the taina. We anyways have so many... What? Scenarios. Oifanim, in Halach. Before details and strollers, we split Milva from Pikadain. I mean, in Pikadain itself, we had a lot of cases. In Milva, we had a lot of cases. We have to work this out. Maybe we can have this worked out, that it's not a stira, whether you can pass in Halachai or not. Lagabi the Tzustel. Now, the Gemara's attempted raya to Talis. At the end of the day, the case of Talis is not mamish, literally, a doiraisa de keshavua anymore. We gave up on that. In Reb Chiya Kamaisa, we thought so, but now we didn't. And we know it's a derabanan. But the question is, does the derabanan have to be ke'en doiraisa? And the Gemara, there's a palamor with his nosach each rishon, but there's an idea, ad kama, that halach would be potter, it wouldn't apply to shavua. So we asked this already, and we'll just speak it out again. Is there a tzad that maybe shnayim oichzim to Talis is only when it's worth shtei kesef? Now, in the beginning of the sugya, we asked that because we literally learned it's a deraisa de geshvua of Ma'idah b'mitzas of Reb Chiya, and maybe there's a din, you need shtei kesef. But even now that we're saying not, but it's ke'en doiraisa. Does ke'en doiraisa require that or not? You know, how far does the ke'en doiraisa require or not? Now, there are many neschais also, besides going involved in the technicality, whether the case of Halach is literally you put it in his hands, or no, it's still by you, and it's ki'ilu you put it in his hands. And of course, if Halach means you literally put it in his hands, the Gemara has to mean, by putting it in his hands, it's as if it was always in his hands. By the way, that's how the Baal HaMor learns. I'm sorry, we have to just go back to that tenech. That's the Tzustel Tatalis. If Halach is Pater, that means we learn it's already, it's as if it's in his hands, then why would there be a shvua? Even if it's a derabanan, how could each one have to swear on his blue part, his green part? He already has that. Why would you need to swear? In Oymek, that was something to be misbinder on. There are many neschais in why Halach is Pater. The simplest nusach we said is it becomes Kaifer HaKol. Hey, I neutralized that amount of it. It blives Kaifer HaKol. There are other neschais. We mentioned yesterday at Rabbi Kiva Eger that Halach might also... decrease the original tviya, that it's less than 2 kesef if you halach some of the money. That's true. I want to speak out just a few other thoughts. The Ralbag al HaTorah says that the din of halach is a gzeres hakosef. The pasuk says, asher yoimar ki huzeh. Only when it's what he said, not what he did. Now, you know, we ask, l'chorah is still a drora by kaifer hakol, by halach. Again, by a moig of a mitzvah, when it's less than shtei kesef, is there a drora? You would taveya someone 63 prutis, and he's moig in some of them. Is there a din of moig of a mitzvah? We decided that shtei kesef is 64 prutis. So is there a din of moig of a mitzvah when you taveya someone 63 prutis? No. Why? Xeris akosim. Any hesber that the drora is less? The money's less. The prutis are less. The dollars are less. Yeah, the drora is not less. It's a xeris akosim.
Yeah, we're not psychologists.
No, but I want to bring out a point. The Ralbag says another hesber why halach is pater, because the same way you could accept is gzeres hakosef kacha, that the din of moed the mixes is only when it's shtei kesef. Here's another gzeres hakosef. The din of moed the mixes is only when it's yoimar ki huzeh. Now, when he did a maisa, a vort, then I don't have to be masber if the drawer does or doesn't apply. I mean, you want to hear a nice kasha? I saw an interesting ha'ara. Wow. Someone asked me a kasha, why is halach pater? What happened to Tzara Shavah? Remember Tzara Shavah on the top of the Yomid? Tainu Kvira! Anything gets into Tainu Kvira. Tyson's even asked every Kaifer HaKol should get into Tainu Kvira. We said to Ritzim today, no, but Halach should get into Tainu Kvira. But Halach, there's no Tainu, there's no Kvira. Halach doesn't have Tainu Kvira. What do you mean Halach's Pater? There's a Kvira, the part that he's Kaifer. He's only Halach on part of the money. Oh, you mean there's no Tainu? Oh, so that's very good. Like the Rishonim, that Tainu Kvira means you might have to have a Halach of a Tainu that he has a Tainu on you. Could be by Halach, it's Taka. What would we say this Brach? Kvira Ika, Tainu Leka. Could be. We have to know what the answer is by Kaifer HaKol. If the answer by Kaifer HaKol is because it's not a Taina Chashuva, by Halach there's no Taina Chashuva? I don't know. We have to be. I know. But it has to be reanalyzed in light of the Tzara Shavah. You're right. In the end, we'll probably work it out with all the go through every case. We have to work out, you know, is it true that it's Ois Kalim? Again, the Rabbah said it's Tamas, it's Eretz Akas, it says Yoimar Kihuze. Oh, the Me'iri, this is the first in the Me'iri. Like many Rishonim, why is, you know, you brought in Kaif Rakal, let's talk, come the other one. Kaif Rakal, why is the Pot like some Rishonim? Chazok Eina Demeiz. Heilach also has Chazok Eina Demeiz. I mean, after you neutralize that watch, that stroller, that amount of the money, put it on the side, I gave it to him, it's as if I gave it to him, it's as if I always gave it to him, so we're talking only about the rest of the money. And again, don't get this full. A Kaif Rakal on a measly 70 is a Kaif Rakal. I might mix us on that 70 because there was a bigger amount of money. It's not. But by Halach, when you neutralize the 30, the stroller, the watch, you're left with just the measly 70, whatever's left, it is Kaifer HaKol. I have a few other ones. Maybe one other thought. I have to move on. Yeah, this is an interesting one. The Olam remembers that there's a Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf Yud Ches, that has a different shot in Moedah B'Miksas without using the word Drora. Tosfos in Ksubis, a new twist on the concept of Moedah B'Miksas. It's a sort of a quasi Gilgal. Why? The same way when you have a Shavua on whatever. We can be Magalgal, you a Shavua on something, whatever else. Moedah B'Miksas is you have money on part of something. So the money could be Magalgal, a Shavua on the other thing. Imagine. Let's talk a dude just for a second. I have a Dintayr with you about 30. And I'm Yumachayiv a Shavua on the 30. Whatever the Dintayr is, there was an Erechet on the 30. Now there's a Gilgal of a Shavua on the 30. Swear to me also about a different topic about 70. No, and what's a Moedah B'Miksas? You owe me 100, and you might on 30, so you owe me money of 30. The money of 30 could also be Megalgal HaShavua. Fascinating. You could agree, you could not, you could talk about it, but we said this idea, we use this idea of Gilgal for a few different things. Yeah, Anayazach, wasn't Anayazach, we said it a week ago. That Taisa says, Anayazach, Shavua Gairer HaShavua, Mamin Gairer HaShavua. And that's Pshat and Moedah B'Miksas. Watch this. Halach doesn't have that. Because I already gave him that part. I already gave it, it's as if I gave it, it's as if I always gave it, I neutralized it, so there's no Mamon Gairer HaShavua. A new Havana, another Pshat and Halach. If the trigger, Yesoid, I don't want to use the word Dvara, but the way it's rigged, the Shavua of Moedah B'Miksas, is Aydeya Gilgal, not rigged with Dvara, yeah? It's rigged a different way. That the Giza Gilgal, but it's either Shavua Megalgal HaShavua, or Mamon Megalgal HaShavua. By Halach, you have none of that. Now I want to say a bomb kasha. We're going to turn the yomid after that, but first one bomb kasha. According to many Rishonim, the sugya of Halach is only by Pekodim. Do we remember this Rishonim like that? I think we have to recap that. I want to bring out that point again. There are Rishonim that say that in a minute we're talking about halva and you lent the guy money. So you lent him the money. The money's haitzah nitnu. Elamai, what's the deal? He's going to pay you back. Okay, even if he pays you back and pulls out new cash and puts it in your hand. Besedr, okay, dramatic, but it's still a moedah B'Miksas. He gave me Tashka the Diver. That's still not Halach. What is Halach? According to this Machin of Rishonim, only by Pekodin. So what's the case? I gave you a Pekodin of two watches, two cows, two strollers, money. Pekodin could be money also, yeah. And he's Moedah part of it. So I have a bomb kasha. I mean, I know I threw a lot of things at the Oilam today, new facets in Halach. It becomes a Gilgal, this, but in basics, Halach sort of turns into a Kaifer HaKol, right? That's what you wanted to say when I attempted at Tzad HaShavah. The Olam remembers Rashi Shitin, but this is a bomb kasha. The Olam remembers Rashi Shitin, Baba Kamadaf Kuf Zayin. Rashi Shitin, Baba Kamadaf Kuf Zayin is that by Pekodoyin, Kaifer HaKol is also Chayim Shvuah. Let's recap that. Rashi Shitin was every Kaifer HaKol is also Chayim Shvuah. Just like Moedah B'Miksas is Chayim Shvuah, Kaifer HaKol is Chayim Shvuah. Not by Kaifer HaKol, by Milveh. There's a svara, a klal, we implement chazaka eino the meis patters the shvua. But Rashi Shita was that ha'aza means the ha'aza to a guy that did you a favor and lent you money. But a pekadin where he didn't do you a favor, he knows you're lying, but he didn't do you a favor, a person is meis umeis. And therefore, headline, Rashi says, by pekadin even kaifer akal is chayiv. We have a crisis, Rabbi said. How do you have the case of Halach? Halach, by definition. Not all the Rishonim hold like that. I'm asking like Rishonim that hold like Rashi and Baba Kama of Zion. Let's try to work this out. You're playing me the name game. Let's work this out again. If you'll go like that Machina of Rishonim, that by Pekodoyin always, even Kaifer HaKol is Chayiv, how do you have a case of a Halach where you're going to say dramatically, Halach is Chayiv and there's going to be a Mandioma that's going to argue Halach is Potter. Halach, whatever it is, a Kaifer HaKol. Kaifer Kol is also chayiv. You don't get the gap? By Pekodin Rashi holds Kaifer Kol is chayiv. So who cares if you halach part of it and turn the rest of it into a Kaifer Kol this way or that way? But Kaifer Kol is doch also chayiv. That's what they're saying. They're saying Rashi, you throw it for me. Oh, I just like that. First of all, I have a case. You would tell a guy both. Hey, you owe me 150 for a Pekodin, 50 for a halva. He said, halva, you never lent me any money. The Pekodin, here it is. And the Chelek HaKfira is milva. The Chelek HaKfira is milva. That's an option. Another option is that no. And this is with the Rashi, by the way. Rashi says, loy hoitzesim, it's a halva. But Rashi is saying a chiddush that halva loitzah nitnu only applies after you spend the money. But Kol's nine, you didn't spend the money. It's like a pekodin. Yeah, it's like a pekodin, but the guy did you a favor. This is a pekodin with favor. Rashi's chaf was ha'azaz. You don't do ha'azaz, it's like I did you a favor. But a guy that lends you money, even if you didn't spend it yet, it's a pekodin in the sense that for the gedarim of halach, but for the gedarim of ha'azah, you don't have ha'azah to do ha'azah. Someone's going to say, you want to hear a chutzpah? A guy's going to say, no, I'm only not going to be a chutzpah after I spent the money you lent me. Just because you lent me the money, I didn't spend it, I could still be a chutzpah. That's chutzpah. Yeah, You don't have chutzpah to do that. I rather heard one more chap I saw in the Boyaz, in the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Pirush Mishnayos, in Shavuos, and Shavuos Adyonim. He says, you know, by a pekodin, when a guy flat out is kofer bakol, we say, no, maybe he has the guts to do it. There are some people that have chutzpah to go against someone that they know you're lying, as long as you didn't do a favor. Not all people, but there are people like that. So don't bring me right in saying the truth. But not this guy. This guy already did hit what? By pekodin. By halva, no one is. By halva, I mean, there are. We can't save it from, there are all kinds of mechutzah, and we can't save it from those. But by milva, we say a person wouldn't do such a chutzah. But by pekodin, yeah. But by pekodin, some people are mechutzah, some not. So when a guy goes and he's kaifer akol, we say, vayishlais, he's from that kind of people. But if he already halach you on parts, he shows you he's not that kind of a person. He is trying to return some of it. He's not yet a mechutzah. So now you have a ride that he's ein adamei is on the rest of it. Okay, we have to do akdama to the amid beis. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Meisvei, we're still bringing a right to the topic of Halach, but till we get to Halach, the Halach aspect of it is going to take a while. We're opening up a sugi called Slam Dinrin. By definition, the case of Slam Dinrin is a guy comes to you with a shtar that says, you owe me dollars, you owe me sloyim, you owe me dinrin. It doesn't say how many. Now, since it says at Lashon Rabbim, the minimum of for sure, and the shtar is documented, meaning, if you come to him with the shtar of sloyim dinrin, he says, no, I only owe you one, or I owe you zero, you can't. The shtar is mekuyim. He can't say paraiti, he can't say mezuyif. He for sure has to admit that he owes you two. But anything north of two, 3, 4, 5, 78, 116, anything north of two is open for the game. It's interesting that the Gemara establishes that the case of the din Torah in the sugi of sloyim dinrin specifically is 5-3. That's what the Gemara did, and that's the Ikar Sugya. I'm just going to try to stell a vek. The Malbit says 5. He could have said 105. He could have said whatever he wants, but he says 5. Now, the Loiva, what could his retort have lowest been? Not 0. The lowest the Loiva can go is 2. And actually, the Gemara is going to have a whole shock of Atari. What's the din if the Malbit says 5 and the Loiva says 2? Are you Chai Vishvui? Is it a Moedib Mixas? 5, 2. Is it a Moedib Mixas? It sounds like on paper it's a Moedib Mixas, but on the other hand, 2 is the lowest that he could do. So the question is, if it's considered a Moedib Mixas.
As opposed to Kaifer
HaKol? As opposed to Kaifer HaKol. It is Kaifer HaKol. It's like the other, since 2 is not on the discussion, going down, 2 is the new 0.
So why don't we just view the whole thing, forget the 2.
We're going to see. That's what the sugya is about. But before we start the sugya, the Olam has to know that the Ikar Machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Elazar and Rab Akiva, is by 5-3. And what is the Machloikis, Rab Akiva and Rab Shimon ben Elazar? Rab Akiva says you have a Meshiv Aveda because you could have said 2. And Rab Shimon ben Elazar says, no, there's no Meshiv Aveda. There's no Migu. Why not? Big sugya. Separately, the Gemara declares what's by 5-2. And there's also a big shakla v'tari in the Gemara. Is 5-2 Chayiv Shmuel, Moedav Mixas, or 5-2 is not? But maybe as a hakadama, not by the case of shtar. I want to talk about classic Moedib Mixas and remind the Olam of what we did from the beginning. But I'll keep the same numbers, so we'll see what we're doing. But again, I'm not going with a shtar now. A guy goes over to someone and says, you owe me 5. $1,000, dinrim, slayim, some, five houses, I don't know, you owe me five. What could the loiva say back? There's no star, no nothing. He has on him a tiny, you owe me five. It could be a pekat, and I gave you five watches to one. Anything, just the number. You owe me five. What could the retort of the loiva be? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If he says five, what's the din? What? I lost the oil already. What? There's no din tyra, yeah?
Yeah,
Shalai Zero. If he says zero, what's the din?
Two.
You can't
take anything more than what you approved.
Did you hear what I said? We're going not in the sugya.
Yeah,
we gave out time. You owe me five something. What could the loiva? What? Not even, I'm not even calling him a loiva. The accused guy. You owe me five houses. Yeah, five houses, five watches, five cows, 5,000, five something. You owe me five. The guy could say 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If he says five, Shalom Yisrael. If he says zero. He's a kaifer akal. Yeah, Shalom al, yeah, okay, fine. He walks out of it. Now, the let's call him a loiva. I'm confusing, I'm with too many options with strollers and things. We'll call him the loiva. If the loiva says 1, 2, 3, or 4, what's the din? If he says 1, 2, 3, or 4, he of course pays 1, 2, 3, or 4 and swears on the remaining 4, 3, 2, or 1. Right? I have a kasha. Let's pick 3. 5-3, how about that? Convenient coincidence, that's similar to the Gemara. 5-3. L'chaira, the guy 3, he has to pay 3. He has to swear on 2. Why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said 2? Oh, I'm sorry. Why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said 0? Keep cashing. Why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said 0? Toisvis? Why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said 0? Who asked the kasha?
Rabba.
I mean, he's saying the teretz already. 5-0 is a migu da'aza. Now, why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said 2 or 1? A guy said, not the Gemara's case, 5 and he answers 3. He has a migu that he could have said 2 or 1. Oh. The answer is either, since 2 or 1 is also chayiv shvua. There's no kunst that he could have said 2 or 1. You chayiv anyways. I'm saying according to you. Yeah. 1 second. That's one teretz. Or I want to give a different teretz. Maybe the fact that you could have said 2 should pat to you because I know I would have been chayiv anyways, but I did something better. That should show I'm saying the truth. Oh, but the answer is 1 second. The answer is maybe that's also ha'azah. Because maybe every single person has a red line of where he says, for me, this is ha'aza. To be kaifer akol is a bigger chutzpah than to say 1, 2, 3, or 4. But is it a bigger chutzpah to say, 2 than to say 3? Now, some people have an attitude, no. 1, 2, 3, 4 is all the same chutzpah. 0 is a bigger chutzpah. 1, 2, 3, 4 is the same. I think not. I think as it develops, and it's not about the amount, because what's a bigger chutzpah, okay? To be moed b'miksas on 80,000 out of 81,000, or to be kaifer akol on $17? Right? It's not a question about the number, it's a question about the percent. Now, to say 0 is a bigger chutzpah. But between 4, 3, 2, 1, which is a bigger chutzpah, I want to suggest, avada there are levels, 4, 3, 2, 1 is always a bigger chutzpah. But it's a minute difference between 3 to 2 to 1. So why doesn't he have a migo from 3 to 2? Listen to a scan. Every person has a red line where he says, that's my ha'azal line, I don't go past it. When this guy said 3, he doesn't have a migo, he could have said 2. Maybe that was his red line. I have a lie, it was, he said 3.
In the first teretz, really in the second also shtickle. It's very good if migu is a kind of
everything. Beautiful. That this was all a hakdama. That's going to be tomorrow.